When I got married a few years ago, I gave a tour of Liverpool to relatives and friends from outside the city. Armed with a sports umbrella to signal my authority, I started off at the Philharmonic pub with the obligatory trip to the men's toilets to see their Grade 1 listed marble magnificence, not for any nefarious reasons. After walking to the far end of Hope Street, we went down into St. James's Gardens, a small park in the shadow of the Anglican Cathedral. Gazing up at the vast edifice, it's a fit spot for the contemplation of the sublime, though occasionally interrupted by a smackhead's brawl. We then went down Duke Street, past the Chinese Arch, the largest in the world outside of China, and past the bombed-out church, where I dispensed tales of late nights waiting for taxis and pointed out the cars of drug dealers idling in Bold Place. Down to Matthew Street, which in the early afternoon on Friday was perhaps not the best place to take my wife's Israeli relatives. The sight of middle-aged men and women blackout drunk by 3 p.m. is unusual in Israel, even on Purim. We finally arrived at the pierhead, where I pointed out the UK's largest clock faces and explained the lore of the liver birds. 3 years later, 1,000 far-right protesters took to the same spot, where their protest turned into a riot, with bricks, bottles and flares thrown at the police. Later on, another mob attacked immigrant or minority-owned businesses on Walton's County Road and even set fire to a library and community centre. In one particularly depressing video, widely circulated on social media, a man stood in the middle of the road, preventing a fire engine from reaching the scene to extinguish the blaze.